Covered
no, the Macbeth led on to Falstaff at Glyndebourne. I mean, that sounds rather grand and all that, but what happened at Glyndebourne was they were looking for an understudy for the role of Falstaff in a new production to be staged there in 1970, I think it was the 76 season. The music director was going to be John Pritchard, and the director was to be Jean-Pierre Ponelle, who was having a fantastic success right throughout the whole of the country at that stage. And they were looking for a good cover. They didn't have a good cover. And what is traditional with Glyndebourne is they cover all of the roles strongly from the chorus, and then then the chorus actually then go out and do performances on the road under the auspices of the Glyndebourne Touring Opera.
Oh, I see.
That was what they were looking for. They were looking for a Falstaff primarily to cover and then to go on tour with Glyndebourne Touring Opera. They didn't have anybody who was in the company that could do it, so they started looking around outside, and that's where I got the call to go and sing for them. They had a Ford, but they didn't have a Falstaff. The Ford they had was John Rawnsley. So, and the beauty of it was that I didn't have to join the company and sing with the chorus. They just wanted me to cover Falstaff. Now, I didn't know anything about Falstaff. I'd seen the opera once in Melbourne when Tito Gobbi came out and sang it in the, probably would have been in the late 60s with the, it was, I think it was called the Sutherland Williamson season or something or other. And I saw him at Her Majesty's Theatre sing it with the what was the embryo of the Australian Opera then, and I enjoyed it, but I didn't really take it very seriously at the time. So then I had to, having accepted the job, I then had to sit down seriously and get onto it and learn it, which I did, and also reviewed very favourably again, and that's where the offer came to join the company.